It's the Mike Schickman Show. News Talk 550 and 92.1 WSVA.
417 on WSVA. Very pleased to have as our next guest, Mr. Robert Kiyosaki. He has written a number of books, including Second Chance for Your Money and Your Life. He is, let's see, where do we start talking about Robert? We can talk about his career in the military. He has a book called Eight Lessons in Leadership, which draws from his years at Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point and his service as a U.S. Marine. He has really done so many different things, but today we're going to talk about his latest book, which is called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And we are very pleased to have Robert Kiyosaki with us. How are you, Robert?
Hi, Mike. A slight correction. Rich Dad, Poor Dad is 20 years old now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's an international bestseller.
Yes, but one book in personal finance.
When we talk about what is going on in this country, I get scared because it seems we're in a really serious economic downturn. Globally, we have just a mess. And right now, the information age has replaced the industrial age. And it doesn't look like our government, our politicians, anybody else is really understanding and serious about how to deal with these issues.
I'd have to agree with you, unfortunately.
It's part of my life.
You know, it's pretty sad when such bad news, everybody agrees with you.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. And the problem is that the people who got us into these messes, and across the aisle, it's around every walk of life, and yet all we seem to be concerned about these days is placing blame and arguing about who's got the best toaster.
Correct.
What do we do?
What was that?
What can we do?
Well, I think I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad 20 years ago because I saw this crisis coming. And then that was in 1997. And in 2000, I wrote Rich Dad's Prophecy, which said the biggest financial crash in history would come in 2016. And, you know, that's around the corner. But I also said there would be a secondary or preliminary crash coming before 2016. And that started in 2007. So my predictions are fairly accurate, and I share your concern. We're in serious financial trouble.
And the idea of debt and how to deal with debt seems to be beyond politicians of both stripes.
Well, yes. And my big rant is, you know, the story of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. My poor dad was a head of education, and my rich dad was a man who never went to school, who's an entrepreneur. So it's a story of two fathers telling their sons two different things about money. And my question has always been, because my poor dad, a PhD from Stanford and all that, died a poor man. And as you know, we have no financial education in our schools. And you ever wonder why? You know, why is there no financial education in schools? And I'll give you a hint. Given that my poor dad was an academic, academics have this idea that the subject of money is below them, is for the poor people. But really, we're being ripped off by the rich people.
Well, that's exactly right. You're talking about people who, and unfortunately, people seem to be only interested in reproducing their own type of people.
Yes, and my study, and I was a Marine pilot in Vietnam, and I had kind of a wake-up call in Vietnam. I stopped trusting my government. You know, one day I said, you know, why am I out here shooting these people? You know, what have they done to me? And today we have the same problem with ISIS, and, you know, I don't think we ever learn our lessons. So I'm not anti-war, I'm anti-stupidity. So my studies began when I came back from Vietnam, and I realized that the reason I personally don't trust my country, and today most people under 40 don't trust our country, is because America is no longer a democracy. America is a kleptocracy. And a kleptocracy is where our leaders rip off our own people, which is why today we have such a huge gap between the 1% and the 99%. And that growing gap between, you know, the 1% and 99% is, in my opinion, our most serious problem, because then that leads to social unrest. So a kleptocracy is we have, you know, Ben Bernanke of the central bank, we have Wall Street, and we have our politicians ripping off the American people.
Well, no doubt about it. And one of the other aspects of it is that with the global economy, no longer do American-based companies seem to care at all about the U.S. They care about their bottom line and all of their subsidiaries around the world. They're bigger than the United States.
Amen. Amen.
And unfortunately, that doesn't help solve the initial problem. I mean, think about World War II. In World War II, all of these big industrialists became dollar-a-year men, turning all of the industrial might of the United States towards war production. That would no way happen again today.
Well, it's kind of already. You know, my whole point here is this. Why don't we have financial education in schools so the kids can ask these questions? See, right now was when I studied the kleptocracy of the central banks, Wall Street, and politicians. Just look at the cost of health care. You know, Americans pay more on health care than anybody else, yet every time people ask for lower pharmaceutical costs, the pharmaceutical companies have got all our politicians in their pockets. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, not only that, but think about it. We spend more per student than any other industrialized country in the world.
You got it.
And the schools aren't anything special.
You know what's really funny is that guy Zuckerberg of Facebook gave City of Newark, New Jersey, $100 million. And all that money disappeared and the test scores went down.
It's not surprising. You know, in union cities, you can't get charter schools passed.
I know.
I mean, look at New York City. New York City, again, when I was a youngster, there were four out of hand, great high schools that every kid in the city aspired to go to if they had a brain. Now they've been dumbed down, and forget about the rest of the schools.
Right,
you're lucky if you're safe. You know, when you talk about trust in government, and maybe this is another big change. Maybe you used to be able to trust local government and state government. The federal government has always been questionable. Now, you know, who do you trust?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're no longer a democracy. We're a kleptocracy. You know, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, because I don't do that. I'm on the side of the rich. You know, so when Bernanke bailed out AIG, AIG didn't need to get bailed out, but he and Paulson says it had to be bailed out. But the fact was it wasn't. Who they bailed out was Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, because they were broke. So they bailed them out through AIG. And that's what I write about all the time. It says we're ripping off our own people. And without financial education, the average student just goes to school to get a job, they save money, and they invest to get out of debt, and they invest for the long term in the stock market. And those are the very vehicles via which the average person without financial education is ripped off. For example, I don't have a 401k. I don't invest in stocks or bonds or mutual funds or ETFs. Simply because that's how Wall Street gets rich. And then also, I borrow money. I don't save money. Because at interest rates at 2%, why would I save money? You know, so the average person cannot make that correlation between what's right for them and what's wrong for them.
And Let's take a quick call. Robert, hi, you're on WSVA with Robert Kiyosaki.
Hey, Robert, would you please explain to me why when Bernie Sanders stands up, everybody applauds somebody that wants to borrow another $20 trillion on top of the mess we've already got?
Well, this, again, it goes back to the lack of financial education, and you and I know why that doesn't work. But what people applaud Bernie Sanders for is it was he and a guy named Ron Paul were the guys that stood up to Paulson and the TARP. You know, at least Bernie has guts. The rest of the guys rolled over to Paulson and the TARP to bail out Goldman Sachs, of which Paulson was the CEO of. So they took taxpayer money and bailed out the banks. And the two guys that stood up to him, Paulson and Ron Paul.
There you go.
So they applaud courage today. And I think we all applaud courage, even if we don't agree with them.
Now, if they taught economics, caller, appreciate your call. If they taught economics in the school, would it be capitalism, socialism, or communism?
No, it's not economics because, as you know, most economists are poor. So they're academics. Really, you have to understand, and that's what I covered in my book, A Second Chance, which came out in January of this year. It's about the past, the present, and the future of money, and it's how the ultra-rich rip us off. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong because I'm one of those guys that you would think is ripping you off. But I'm saying I have a choice. With financial education, I can decide what's best for me. And I really don't want a job, and I don't want a 401k, and I don't want job security because I was trained differently. So if you give your kids the choice of being an entrepreneur or an employee, then your child would have to choose a different educational path because our schools do not train kids to be entrepreneurs. They train them to be employees.
Robert, we've got to run. Where's the best place for people to find out more about you and your books?
Well, I would get Second Chance or Rich Dad, Poor Dad, but also I have a free video called The Man Who Could See the Future. It's 60 minutes long. It's free. That's richdad.com. Just look at that, and you'll learn more about the economy.
Robert, thanks for joining us. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Mike.
Robert Kiyosaki joining us today on WSBA.